The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking To You, originally recorded and broadcast on Tuesday, March the 11th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled, "If You Put One Lawyer in a Town, They'll Starve to Death, But If You Put Two There, They'll Both Get Rich." And the time is 7:42 now, a.m. here in London, making it 3:42 on the east coast of America and 42 minutes past midnight on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. We're going to get back to the show title later because it fits in with an article that I have, but I want to credit it to Pastor Bob Jones. It was one of the expressions, one of his sound bites. You know, people have things that they come out with every so often, like Eric Von Essex says, if you want to find a leader, look in the mirror. And you know, different people say different things that you associate with them, and this is one of the things that I associate with him. But I think that, well, you'll see if it's a valid statement when I read you some things later in the show. Okay, so let's move on to what I've done. Oh, before we do, it is Tuesday. Generally, Dr. Peter Hammond is on a Tuesday. He was busy last Tuesday, couldn't do it. And I'm taking Amanda to see my mother today because it's her 81st birthday. And as you know, I take her every 6 to 8 weeks to see her anyway. I, of course, go every week. So that is why it is just me today, because I can't record a show with Peter because it would be too late to then to get to my mother, etc., etc. But Peter will be back next Tuesday. Okay, so let's move on to what I've downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. But before we do, one of you has written in. You know who you are. Thank you very much. My email address is andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. That's andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. And given me a couple of tips for shows. Now, these are both off rumble.com. One of them is called Son of Enos, and the other one is called Dollar Vigilante. These are channels, so you go to rumble.com, and then you search for Son of Enos and search for Dollar Vigilante. So not sure what that is like, but if you want to look into it, I've been passed that on, so check it out if you so wish, but don't blame me if it's something that you're not happy with. It's down to you to choose if you want to look it up or if you don't, as are all the shows I mention on this show. Okay, so what else have I got here? Dum-de-dum-de-dum. The Victor Hugo BitChute channel. He had Ryan Massano on for quite a lengthy show. Ryan Massano, I believe, is famous for talks he gives at town council meetings that they don't very much like, but they have to let him speak for a certain amount of time. And then, being Tuesday, these are all shows from Monday, although that one was, I believe, from March the 9th, the Victor Hugo Ryan Massano one. Dr. Patrick Slattery, every Monday, he has Mark Collett on. And I've actually started listening to that show, and he's talking about the new sentencing guidelines that are being passed in the UK, which essentially penalise white male Christians. And he goes into details as to why that is the case. So you can find that show on republicbroadcastingarchives.org. Just click the show host box on the right-hand side of the page, and when you get the drop-down, go to Patrick Slattery, and then click that, and you will find that show amongst all his other shows on republicbroadcastingarchives.org. And then also we have from rents.com the Monday Jeff Rents program, which I always enjoy listening to, that features Mitchell Henderson in the third hour, and in the first hour, of course, Jeff is sort of most personal show, if you like. It's the one in which he kind of gives his roundup of the week, and you get a lot of his views in that, which is always interesting to hear. So that is just give you the title of it. Donald Jeffries in the first hour, Down and Down It All Goes. That should be up on rents.com at some point for download, so check that website out. And I think Mitchell Henderson has a columnist box as well on the left-hand side of the website. His hour is entitled Trade Wars and Christian Slaughter in Syria, which is something that I only touched upon briefly yesterday, so it'll be interesting to hear what Mitchell has got for us on that topic. Okay, so let's move on to how the news has developed, rather. Let me try and get everything right from yesterday's show. So I've only got a handful of news articles for you today, so it's going to be a shorter show. Yesterday was too long. I'm all over the place today because I've got all these things to do. First up, Daily Mail. Tower Bridge now open after man who scaled London landmark and brought traffic to standstill safely comes down. Now, we had another guy at the weekend, and he climbed Houses of Parliament, Palace of Westminster, whatever. And there were all these tours around the Palace of Westminster that had to be cancelled because this idiot had climbed up to wave a Palestinian flag. Okay? Now, I don't care if I support a particular cause or not. I mean, I don't know what this guy was, climbing to Tower Bridge. Is this the return of Fathers for Justice? I mean, what amazes me is you get these people that will block roads and ruin people's holidays, ruin people's days. I mean, how aggravating is it being in a traffic jam as it is? And then you find out that it's a load of people that just want to disrupt your day for one of their political motives. Now, I know people who have done radio shows, and they're in prison for doing radio shows. A show that someone, if they didn't hear it, could just turn off. Okay? But no, they'll lock those people up. But these people, the police go and make sure you're feeling okay there. Can we get you a drink? Are you all right? You know, this sort of stuff. Who do you think pisses the public off more? If a guy's listening to a radio and he hears something he doesn't like, do you think he'd say, oh, I'm so offended by that, I would much rather someone sat in front of my car so I couldn't get to where I wanted to go? No, wouldn't he change the station to something that he wants to listen to? But you see, as I've repeatedly said on this show, the whole justice system is geared against you. And the title of today's show, as well, if you put one lawyer in the town, they'll starve to death, but if you put two there, they'll both get rich, is an indication of why things like this, a guy climbs up a building and suddenly they have to close all the roads off around him. Now, for me, this is because lawyers have got involved over time. Oh, you know, this man has rights. You know, what if this man falls off and, oh, we could get injured and we have to close everything around? Again, look, placing the minority over the majority. Now, if someone climbs something like that and they fall off and die, well, maybe they shouldn't have climbed it in the first place. And the more people who do it and come to some sticky end, maybe puts people off doing it in the future. All right? I have my beliefs, but I don't force them upon people. I don't go around shouting it about it in the street. I put it on a show. I put it in books. Take it or leave it. All right? But this sort of protesting, right in people's faces, screwing up people's days. You probably had tourists from all around the world that wanted to go on a tour of the Palace of Westminster at the weekend. Their once-in-a-lifetime trip to England that's just not going to be able to do that because some arsehole has decided to climb a building. And this is where legalese, as I say, I remember being in the police and I was told at one point, oh, when you do a breathalyzer test on someone, then you need to write the serial number down of the breathalyzer. All right, okay. Well, if you backtrack on that, why would that be the case? Well, what do you think? Do you think that there's been a legal case somewhere where a police officer's gone up and said, I breathalyzed this person, and his lawyer said, oh, what was the serial number of that breathalyzer? Well, I don't know, it's the breathalyzer. Oh, so how do we know it's not faulty? How do we know it didn't give a false reading? Well, do you see how it goes? This is how all these, the law is so jumbled up and so complicated, because lawyers over time just interfere, use whatever they can. Now, I'm going to give you a case in point of a nasty piece of work that I have a friend who's a cab driver, right? Now, when this guy was alive, this nasty piece of work called George Carman, who was a lawyer, my friend worked in his area, and he would get a call from his controller saying, oh, this guy wants you to bring some cigarettes and stuff like that round for some women he's got over. Make of that what you will. So it wasn't like but this guy had a lot of money, so I'll just call a cab company, I want you to go wherever, pick up some cigarettes, some other stuff, bring it over, and then I'll pay you. All right, this guy could just do that because he had pots of money. Now, we're going to go to George Carman's Wikipedia page. George Carman, incidentally, was such a good lawyer. He was the sort of lawyer that would represent someone suing a newspaper for libel. Okay? So at some point, there was a paper that knew that they were about to be sued for libel by a story they'd written, you know, some salacious story about an actress performing a sexual act, that sort of stuff. So what they did was they hired Carman as their lawyer before the other person could, and hey presto, they won the case. Now, there was a famous case in the late 70s where we had I don't know if he was a leader at the time, of the Liberal Party, who had been involved in a homosexual affair with some younger man, and essentially had arranged to have him killed, and the assassination went wrong. And George Carman turned to his son when he was watching this on the news and said, I think I can get him off. Not, I think he's innocent, I'm going to represent the guy. I think I can get him off. So what does that tell you about the legal profession? I understood that you couldn't, if you knew the person had done the crime, you couldn't represent them unless they admitted it. That was my understanding of it. Obviously, we know that, you know, they ignore that anyway, but that's the whole point. But it's so far gone that these are the sort of things that happen. And in the end, this guy got off. What a surprise. But from the Wikipedia page, under the section Personal Life, second paragraph, his son Dominic, George Carman's son Dominic, wrote a biography of his father, No Ordinary Man, A Life of George Carman, in 2002, and stood as a Liberal Democrat candidate embarking for the 2010 general election and at the 2011 Barnsley Central by-election. In his biography, Dominic Carman recorded that his father was emotionally abusive to him, emotionally and physically abusive to his wives, and described him as a bisexual binge drinker. The 2022 documentary Jimmy Savile, A British Horror Story, interviewed both Dominic Carman and newspaper editor Paul Connew. In the documentary, both Carman and Connew indicated that George Carman was aware of Savile's proclivity for underage sex. In an article in The Guardian in 2012, Dominic Carman stated that his father was well aware that Savile had committed sexual offences against children. So this is your sort of top lawyer that you get out there. Not saying that they're all bad, but you be the judge, as I always say on this show. Okay, let's move on to, has Noah's Ark been found? Boat-shaped mound in Turkey was underwater 5,000 years ago, scientists say, the same period as the biblical flood. It's basically 18 miles south of Mount Ararat in Turkey, which essentially fits in with the Bible. One thing I remember is some book, Archaeology Proves That the Bible Is True. I can't think of the exact title. But they'd found, gone through ground samples, dug into the ground. And at the time of the flood, you know, in the ground you find, you know, bits of broken, you know, clay plates or whatever stuff that they had back then. And then in some area they found this whole layer of like mud and clay and silt and all that that indicated a large flood, and then these remnants of different crockery and all that above it. So it showed that something had happened for a significant period of time in the in between two ages. This was one of the things they referred to in this book on biblical archaeology, which I can't get the exact title for you, I'm afraid. Make of it what you will. They're saying that it's a fossilised remains of a wooden vessel. Somewhere else in the article, researchers are saying that it takes a lot longer than 5,000 years to fossilise something. So essentially, you just have a look at it if you were interested and be the judge again. Okay, then we have revealed what witnesses saw inside Fort Knox as Trump and Musk suggest America's gold could be gone. Now, I'm sure you're all aware of this story, but what really jumped out to me about it? So, you know, Trump's saying that the gold in Fort Knox could be gone. So we scroll down in the article. Listen to this. Trump, who has said windmills may cause cancer and raised doubts about the Kennedy assassination, has said explicitly the gold might be gone. So again, this is another thing. I mean, I think the majority, they've actually done polls, the mainstream media, and the majority have said that they think that there was a conspiracy to assassinate Kennedy. And they certainly don't think that Oswald was the lone shooter. But still, the likes of the Daily Mail are hanging on to this. So there are certain things, for some reason, they do not want you talking about. And the Kennedy assassination, see how they associate it with, he thinks there's no gold in Fort Knox. Oh, he thinks windmills may cause cancer. Oh, he's raised doubts about the Kennedy assassination. All neatly fits in together, doesn't it? So, again, that is just, for me, the mainstream media revealing what they're really all about. And finally, headline, BBC viewers left stunned by filthy X-rated scene in latest Agatha Christie adaptation Toward Zero. Miss Marple would clutch her pearls in shock. Well, again, this is why I don't watch any modern stuff from anything, quite frankly. But I'm not surprised, because we know from historical documents like the Communist Manifesto that the plan is to take everything that we built up, everything that we consider decent, every part of our heritage that would be something to be proud of. I love sticking on an episode of Poirot. I've got the box set, and it's something charming. There's no bad language. It's beautifully filmed. You get to see a country that was neat and tidy and free of graffiti and all this sort of stuff. And it's no surprise that an institution like the BBC would take something like that and basically crap all over it, because that's what they do, because they are communists and they represent what's in the Communist Manifesto. And the sort of things that they promote as art are, as the Communist Manifesto says, ugliness. So there you go. Okay, let's see what's going on in the mainstream news right now. Associated Press, APnews.com. Russian air defences shoot down 337 Ukrainian drones over 10 regions, Russia's defence ministry says. So this really does look like it's hotting up over there. And I'm not really surprised, but I still believe that this is, as I said before about Russia, they still cling to their communist history. They still have Lenin on show, a guy that him and Stalin basically oversaw the slaughter of millions of white Christians over there. Just read the works of Alexander Solzhenitsyn. So again, can you really trust them? Or would it make more sense that they are part of a scheme to put their people, along with the Ukrainian people, into a meat grinder in a continuation of, say, the Battle of the Somme. I know what I believe. Let's move on to BBC News. See what the top 10... Well, the top story here, Moscow hit by massive drone attack, Russia says, ahead of US-Ukraine peace talks. Yeah, they're very, very clever, isn't it? I heard about Zelensky arriving in Saudi Arabia yesterday for peace talks. He sounds completely genuine, doesn't he, after bombing or all that bombing overnight. Now, here, something that jumped out at me, I think there's a couple of bits. Well, Philippines ex-leader Duterte arrested on ICC warrant over drug killings. Now, this International Criminal Court, they issue a lot of warrants against people. They don't generally get served, particularly if the people are of a certain country, let's just say that. A bit like United Nations resolutions that get drawn up, but there's no penalty, nothing ever happens. So this is just a paper tiger, does nothing, unless, of course, it's someone that they really don't like. And the sort of people that they really don't like would be a leader who had the death penalty in an anti-drugs crackdown, which the BBC describes for as, he has offered no apologies for his brutal anti-drugs crackdown, which saw thousands of people killed when he was president of the Southeast Asian nation from 2016 to 2022. Well, they had a massive drug problem over there, and he was elected on the basis that he was going to sort it out in an extremely harsh manner. And that is what I understand he did. But if you look historically at who was behind the drug trade, have a look at the opium wars in China. And that was when the Chinese refused to stop, tried to get their people off taking opium that was being supplied by the British royal family and the Sassoon family. And because they refused to keep taking it, we declared war on them. So do you think these groups have got out of the drug business? Maybe, maybe not. But I find it interesting that somebody who actually tries to do something about the drug trade in his country is being pursued and arrested under an International Criminal Court warrant. Whereas other people that are committing genocide, they might have them issued against them, but they never seem to be enacted. What's the word? They never actually happen. You can have warrants all over the place. So a bit like Amnesty International, they're very selective about whose rights they're prepared to protect. In the past, I remember things like the ACLU. They would represent interests that were an anathema to their beliefs. But that was like the left used to say, wasn't it? Oh, I disagree with what you say, but I'll fight for your right to say it. Until, of course, they forgot the last bit. Until we get the power, and then we will restrict what you say and jail you for saying it. They forgot that last little bit of their phrase, didn't they? Okay, so let's move on to Daily Mail. See what's going on over here. Again, about the Russian attack, Moscow under attack. So, I'm going to mention this anyway because I don't know if it's going to come up. Yesterday, every day, I check my social media, even though I don't post on it. And when I clicked on my Twitter page, the background, the banner, so you've got a little round thing with ACH and the microphone in, my little logo, that was visible, but the background wasn't. And I thought, what's going on here? Is Musk censoring my page? I mean, I haven't posted anything on it for years. And then I read an article this morning, and apparently there's been people hacking Musk's X account, and Musk has said they're out of the Ukraine. And you know the background image that I use? It says, to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. So whoever hacked that, it's back up now. They felt that it was very important to get rid of the line, to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. I wonder why. I wonder who that could be. Okay, so let's move on to see what's going on in the independent news at the moment. RT.com. Again, the Russian stories at the top. Oh, and here it is. I saw it on RT. X under massive cyber attack from Ukraine area. That's according to Elon Musk. That's the fifth headline down, left-hand column. Okay, let's go over to rents.com, see what's going on over there with the top stories. Because of globalist policies, Europe is in freefall collapse and believes only a war with Russia can save them. Okay, so yeah, that's pretty much what's going on. If all else fails, what's the saying? If all else fails, take them to war. And it'd be interesting to see if the sort of guidelines for conscription will fit into this country if they go to war. I wonder who they're going to want to conscript the most. Who do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Let's move on to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. NATO summit on Tuesday, US not invited. And as I say, Zelensky has arrived in Saudi Arabia. That's the story that I saw yesterday on that website. EarthNewspaper.com. Mark R. Else's website. He's got another banner at the top today. Ignorance is strength. I believe that is out of 1984. And he has a video, Nullification, the Rightful Remedy by 10th Amendment Center. That's a 20-minute video. It's worth looking up jury. If you haven't got time to watch that, just look up jury nullification in Wikipedia. Read the first paragraph or so. Essentially, what jury nullification is that, say someone's on trial because they've offended somebody by their God-given right to free speech, then the jury, and there's a penalty of, say, 7 years, the jury can just say, well, we don't think that that's right. We don't think that that's a crime. And so we find him not guilty. So even if you've got all the evidence, they can just say, well, the law, that should not be a law. And so that's why jury nullification is needed today, because as I indicated on this show, the law has been so corrupted. What we need is to get rid of all the law and go back to common law and the Magna Carta. Everything else, strip it away. But I would go back further than that. I would go to the Bible and I would get the laws of the Bible. God's law above man's law. That's what I've always said. My solution is a theocracy according to the laws of the Bible. And when you look at the fact that, going back historically, this country sent missionaries all over the world. Peter Hammond wrote a book about it, The Greatest Century of Missions. And that period is now referred to as colonialization. And all, you were going into these countries. And yeah, I'm sure that a lot of seizing of assets and stuff like that went on by unscrupulous people. I know, for example, the Boer War, there are pictures of hampers that the British soldiers were given that were supplied by the Rothschild family. So, and then the gold and all that in South Africa, the diamonds, is controlled by the Oppenheimer family. Doesn't sound like South African name to me, but that's what goes on. So from my point of view, as I say, the legal system is in a mess. And when you think that now, from going from a country that spread Christianity around the world, we've become a country that you can be arrested for quoting certain passages of the Bible, that seems to indicate that we've gone from a country that obeyed God to a country that now disobeys God. But that would indicate a change of leadership in the country as well, wouldn't it? As to from one that was a believer and respecter of God to one that didn't believe God, in fact, didn't respect him, in fact, hated God, to the extent that they would censor his word and jail people for saying certain words out of the Bible they don't like. In fact, that for me would indicate that they would have to be polar opposite to God and therefore a supporter of his polar opposite, the devil. Sounds reasonable to me. So anyway, let's move on to censored.news, see what's going on over here. The top headline is yesterday's Brighteon broadcast news show, which I haven't, I saw this morning actually, because I didn't see it up there yesterday. It's Professor of War warns that civil war is coming to the UK. Well, I don't think it is living here, because I'm not a supporter of violence, and I hope it doesn't go that way. But the reason I don't think it'll go that way is not because it's more because people in this country, it is a fairly lawless place. You get a lot of things going on. But when it comes to issues such as speaking out against government policy, people are afraid. Because, you see, the whole business with the three toddlers being killed and all these people who protested that being jailed, that was a shot across the bows. If you think you're going to disagree with our policies publicly and get away with it, if you think you're going to protest that, because they're worried, if they didn't come down in a draconian manner on that, they don't want the pushback. This is the sweeping up exercise. They've got the country in the state where they've taken years to do it. They've taken God away from the people. They took prayer away from the people. And they did that before they did anything else. So they removed the protection of God. They're not suddenly going to, you know, trip up at the last hurdle. Okay, because they've got all the difficult jobs done. So it was necessary to put the fear of God into people, their God, rather. And that is what they did. So I don't see any sort of rebellion in this country. And where's the rebellion going to happen as well? But I might listen to that show later. As I say, I treat shows as entertainment purposes these days. Because if you do, then you're not going to be let down, are you? Okay, so let's finish off with the Before It's News Top 10. Just opening the website up here. So, number 10 went up a day ago, 110 people viewing. Charlie Ward and Derek Johnson, get ready, you won't believe what's coming soon. Yeah, you've always got to wait on these guys, haven't you, for some reason. Number 9 went up 4 hours ago, 139 people viewing. WTPN situation update. Trump has signed Gazara, it's mind control Q. Well, I would say that Q is mind control for certain people. Number 8 went up 2 hours ago, 142 people viewing. Judy Byington unredacted, Biden owned child sex trafficking tunnel in Ukraine. Number 7 went up 10 hours ago, 148 people viewing. FBI removes old floor from Gene Hackman's mansion. Turn pale when they see what's inside. So, I mean, it's amazing how some people will take a story like that and just weave their own narrative into it. Absolutely amazing. The shameless people in the independent media, some of them. Number 6 went up a day ago, 154 people viewing. The Lost Gospel of Thomas That Changes Everything. Well, I've got everything I need in the Bible, thank you very much. I'm not really interested in the Lost Gospel of Thomas, because if God wanted it to be in the Bible, it would be. Okay, let's move on to number 5. Went up 7 hours ago, 197 people viewing. There's the pop-up window. Let me close that. What did I say, number 5? Yep. Live Mike King, Patriot Underground situation update. Number 4 went up 9 hours ago, 252 people viewing. New X-22 report, March the 10th. Trump just dropped bombshell and declares war on treason. Time is almost up. Number 3 went up 10 hours ago, 288 people viewing. And we know, Trump strikes back. Over the target, dismantled. We all know what's coming. Yeah, I think I know what's coming, but it might be very different to what you think. Number 3 is coming. Number 2 went up 7 hours ago, 376 people viewing. New Stu Peters, the noticing is going mainstream, but expect Jews to install controlled opposition. And number 1 went up 10 hours ago, 418 people viewing. How to save your kids, access your straw man, be sovereign and beat the deep state system 2025. Okay, so that being said, I want to thank all of you for joining me on today's show entitled If You Put One Lawyer in a Town, They'll Starve to Death, But If You Put Two There, They'll Both Get Rich. This has been episode 206 of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast Tuesday, March 11th, 2025. I'll be back with you all tomorrow, and until then, folks, thank you for listening, have a wonderful day, and bye for now.